A chat with Jim Baer of the U.S. Apple Association concerning the modernization of today's apple orchards. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
For a lot of people, if they were to see a modern apple orchard, they would think that maybe they were looking at a vineyard or grape production.
If you recall orchards or even a backyard apple tree from your youth, rounded canopies and some trees as much as 30 feet high. Baer says those are long gone.
New orchards, the trees are planted from 2 to 3 feet apart on 8 to 10 foot rows, and then the branches are trained onto trellis wires. The reason for that is because labor is our number one expense. Everything is still hand-picked, and so if we can keep the fruit down at a place on the tree where a picker can get to it standing on the ground without having to carry a ladder, climb up and down on the ladder, so it's safer, it's higher production, the fruit all gets better sunlight, so it gets a nicer color. So there's a lot of advantages to it. It's very expensive. It costs about $50,000 to put in an acre of apple orchard, and that's not including trellis work and irrigation and tractors and everything else. That's just the cost of the trees themselves.
Now consider it takes 4 years on average for a new apple orchard to bear commercially viable fruit for a grower.
So you're servicing the debt for 4 years waiting to get something that you can harvest and sell.
And the labor cost challenge continues to be addressed in part through research into viable mechanical apple harvesters.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.